Hello, hello, and welcome back. Welcome to the One Thing podcast, where we all get to practice ushering in the new age of humanity, Homo Spiritus. And we do that by practicing dancing with the one thing that individuals, communities, and countries have yet to try en masse. And that one thing is the connection to the higher self part of our true self anatomy that people call by various names. And our prime directive above all else is to make and constantly return to this one thing connection. And we abbreviate the one thing to TOT, just so we have less words in our mouth. And our job is to do that day in and day out as our first step in dealing with anything, with any of life's problems, rather than viewing life's problems as things that we can solve separately from the one thing. And in this episode, it's very exciting. We're calling this What is 5D Consciousness? 5D meaning five dimension or fifth dimension consciousness. And we'll just offer an overview of what this is and what its key elements are as a prelude to further unpacking these elements in coming episodes. That's the exciting part.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off with just what does 5D mean? And especially for those of you who aren't necessarily familiar with this particular wording for elevated consciousness, we're going to start off pre-transcendent consciousness and just mention that the notion of five dimensionality was first posited by a 20th century Swedish physicist by the name of Oscar Klein as a dimension unseen by humans, where the forces of gravity and electromagnetism unite to create a simple but graceful theory of the fundamental forces by which the universe operates.
Yeah, great. I mean, I think one of the key points to that, what David just said, is that there is physics behind this experience that we're all going through. And so we're all living in the third dimension now. This is the most dense dimension. We've mentioned this in other podcasts. I think, as far as I understand it, in the multiverse, and it's where we work out separation. And separation is the term that is used from our humanity being separated from our divinity, or our consciousness having a big gap in it. And so the gap between 3D and 5D is 4D, and that's our unconscious. That's our what's the other word for unconscious? The subconscious.
Subconscious. Yeah. Yeah.
Not a hard word. I just couldn't find it there for me. So the fifth dimensional realm is unity. It's the love vibration. Gratitude is a stairwell unto it. And we'll say more about that, but it's, you know, when we talk about spirit and the octave and the dimension of the higher realms, some people call that the company of heaven, the angelic kingdom. I mean, there's so many words that we could put to this, but it's all referencing this fifth dimensional reality or dimension that we're all actually, including Mother Earth and all of her inhabitants, moving closer toward than we've ever been before. And this idea of 5D is actually timeless wisdom that in more recent years has become kind of increasingly referred to as 5D consciousness.
Yeah, well said. And so I was just making a note to myself about a contrast that might be helpful for some who aren't yet familiar with this way of capturing elevated consciousness. So the 5D world is a non-physical world that's experienced by people who have gone through some amount of spiritual awakening in which they've expanded their attentiveness or their awareness beyond the usual five senses of sight, sound, hearing, touch, smell, all of those things, to new frequencies, so that the creation of what in some circles is called the new earth can begin.
Yes, beautiful. And, you know, this idea, I love how you said the new frequencies, so that the, let's see, how did you say that? expanding the new frequencies. This is the idea of on earth as it is in heaven, as above, so below. So even though we're toiling, and it is a toil in the 3D or the third dimension, this intense, you know, density with contrast and war and all the things that are difficult for a lot of sensitive people to look at and try to make sense of. Even though we're doing that in this realm, we have the capacity, we have access to another dimension, which is the 5D, that we can actually bring that into the 3D. And this is the whole entire meaning of as above, so below. But it takes you and I to do that, right? That's why we like having these conversations. We're the conduits or the instruments of that frequency or energy in this realm of the 3D. And that's the other meaning. It's the same as above, so below is the same meaning as on earth as it is in heaven. Bridging that gap is what we call healing. Yeah, bringing the two together is the actual meaning of healing at this point.
Yeah, and I think that what would also be helpful for those not particularly familiar with the term ascension is to say a little bit about what ascension is.
Right, yes, thank you. Ascending is an upwards motion or a sweeping upward, if you will. Descending is a downward, you know, that's like gravity and anything can be referred to as that. And so what it is referring to in the terms of awakening is that our consciousness that's so mired in a denser vibration, we as individuals and collectively, we do the work of sort of like replacing the dense vibrations, the ego vibrations, the lower human mind vibrations with a more refined, truer vibratory understanding or knowing. And that's, you know, that's alchemy actually at its best, where we return our ego beliefs, our ego's perspectives, you know, because the ego will fight to the death to be right. but if we give our higher consciousness and our connection to the one thing, our higher self, the go ahead to teach us that what is true about whatever it is our ego believes on every given topic, on any given subject. I mean, the ego has an opinion about everything, right? If we give our higher presence the go ahead to teach us, it will. And that is literally the ascension process, is, you know, kind of like walking up a stairwell of steps, where each step is a transformation of a perspective or an ego view that is transformed, transmuted, or alchemized into a higher truth. And so I think that's probably the best way to do it. And you know, we can take two steps up and then one step back, but the general movement is upwards, unless we just take a real dramatic fall. But that's really not the way the energy is set up for those who are truly interested in awakening and ascending. At this point in time, in human consciousness, we're being given all the tools that are imaginable to us to keep ourselves walking in that ascension along the stairwell. And what do we get? What happens at the end of that, at the top of the stairs, so to speak? We have union with our higher presence. And, you know, that is considered to be full ascension. And as I mentioned already once, Mother Earth is going through her own ascension process. And so as a planet and as a collective, we are in this very real process of shifting from what we've currently known for centuries and centuries and centuries of 3D into 5D. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I just want to say one more thing. It's not, I mean, some people would call this very woo-woo. It isn't, I mean, it could be considered that, but it's not like airy-fairy. It's not like, wouldn't that be nice? It is actually happening. So we're all going to go there anyway. And I have this very, you know, clear sense that if that's the case, why don't we just do it now?
Right. This is, in other words, this is not theoretical. This is already occurring. And each individual gets to choose the extent to which they become aware of and get on board with that or don't. But not knowing this is happening doesn't make it not be happening. And so there's another lens that I want to offer about ascension, which is about shedding our ego over-identification with our animal human version of self and shifting into an elevated spiritual human level of consciousness that the two of us, Lori and I, we refer to as Homo Spiritus.
Yeah, that's so perfect. And this is, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, you know, we're human. We're not supposed to get rid of our human parts. And we're not actually talking about that. We're talking about getting rid of the parts of us that were never designed to be. We've kind of twisted up the notion of what it is to be human. So we're talking about this union between our humanity and our divinity, so that our humanity is in service of life while we're in physical form. And we have a few more steps to take. Some of us a lot of steps, some of us not as many, but we have steps to take in order for that unification to be full and complete.
And again, to say that in a slightly different way, I am in a body, but who I am is not a body.
Right. We are more than a body. This is why we say the higher self part of ourselves is the greater portion of our anatomy. It's, you know, some of you use the percentages that our non-physical self is 96% and our physical self is 4%. Yet we put all of our focus on this 4%. And it's important to know that this fifth dimensional ascension process is a natural state of consciousness development. We were always going to be coming to this developmental stage, which we find ourselves at now. And suffering is in direct proportion to the degree to which we resist that development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, this kind of consciousness development is where choice and possibility are key.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do in the remainder of this episode is, do you want to say that part?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Is to just continue to give you a taste of what's meant by 5D consciousness, because what we really want to do more than anything else is not tell you about it so that you can simply take our word for it, but instead to inspire you to do your own research on this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because there's a lot of information available, and you know, you want to start magnetizing to yourself the information that first of all, that your heart resonates with, but that your mind will let in. Because honestly, the process of developing ourselves from third dimensional awareness and capacity to a fifth dimension is really about our mind. It's about our consciousness and how, you know, what we've believe we're in the process of transcending limitations of the third dimension and walking ourselves towards a higher level of awareness and understanding. This is being on the staircase, right? The third dimension is everything that David already said, it that we can touch, hear, taste, feel. I'm sure you've heard people say, well, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. And as the consciousness opens to more and more to the fifth dimension, we realize that not everything has to be seen. There's plenty that the physical eyes don't see, but our inner eyesight can see, and it's very real. So
right, and it's the shift. In my experience, the shift was from hoping and wanting and believing that there was more to consciousness and more to what I could sense than I could sense, shifting from the want and the hope and the belief and the desire for that to be true into beginning to experience expanded consciousness, being able to experience sensing, if you will, that goes beyond the physical body's five senses.
Yeah, perfect. And I think the tending of this journey from 3D to 5D requires attention, right? This is why meditation is highly recommended, because when we can tap into this unseen, non-physical dimension, then, and we do that more on a regular basis, then it teaches us about it, the consciousness. And it's not separate from us, but it feels quite separate when we're in our human, sort of lower human ego mind, and just hoping that there's something there. but being taught by it, and, you know, even just dropping into our heart center and breathing and asking questions to be shown, or what's the next step, or what could be a next good resource, and like in the research that we're going to invite you to consider doing, you'll get, I have found, and I have never met anybody who's walking this journey to say otherwise, but I have found that you get what you need for the right next step. And it's part of building the muscle of trusting non-physical energy, is to be like, huh, that was the answer to my question. I'll be darned, you know, and you just keep doing that, and it keeps opening and opening and opening. And this is what is considered expansion in, you know, expanding consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And so one of the things that you are just illuminating even further, that I think bears a couple of extra words, is that one of the cornerstones, among others, of 5D consciousness is the not just the experience of non-physical energy, but the actual restructuring of our energy bodies and taking responsibility for what's called in many circles subtle energies. So by subtle energies, these things would be examples of subtle energies would be things like our meridian system and acupoints and our chakras and our biofield and things along those lines. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the cornerstones of 5D consciousness, is an expanded capacity to access, restructure, and take responsibility for our own non-physical energies.
Yes, including our emotional body, because our emotional body is a big, heavy sack of lots of, you know, through our lineage. And if you're a person who considers that there's more than one lifetime, there's lifetimes of baggage, so to speak. This is our subconscious, our unconscious. This is what's sort of trapping us, keeping the gap wide between the third and the fifth dimension. And I would just have you remember that it's none of that emotional energy is going to hurt you. We think it will. So we tend to sort of avoid it. But if you come to it connected to your higher presence, you'll be shown some of the most gentle and graceful ways to release it. Some more gentle than others. I had a little bit less graceful time with it yesterday, to be honest. But mostly it's on the more graceful side. But either way, better out than in, you know, or better, you know, tended to, transmuted, whatever you want to say about it, than not.
And so I'm just going to say a little bit more about our emotional body, since you mentioned that. Yeah. So in the context of subtle energies, the biofield, which is the energy envelope inside of which our body exists, is thought to have seven layers to it. And I'm not going to go into unpacking all of the seven layers, other than to say that there's a physical body, and there's an emotional body, and there's an etheric body, et cetera, et cetera. So there are these layers of our existence that expand beyond only the physical body. And so when Lori's talking about emotional body, that's one of the layers of the biofield.
Exactly, exactly. And none of us can escape this. We all have it. It's part of our system. I will say to you that one of the best tools that I find, it, because I've tried a lot of the options on the buffet, so to speak, but one of the best tools is the invitation of light into your entire system, and including, you don't even have to know the names of these bodies, but into all of your bodies, you know, your mind, heart, and your bodies. If you invite light into it, we're actually supposed to be that. I mean, when we're fully awakened and ascended, we become a light body, right? So again, if the purpose of meditation is to fully connect with our higher presence, then let's just go there, right? Like, I don't care about a mantra. If that's what calms the mind down, that's great. I don't mean to be disrespectful to mantras, but that's not the, getting a mantra and quieting the mind isn't the point of meditation. The point is full connection. We just have to get through our mind. So quieting our mind is one of the gates we have to get through, if you will. And so if we're heading in this ascension process to become the light bodies that all humans were originally designed for, and you'll learn things in your research and in your connection, like, oh, we have 12 strands of DNA, not just two, like frickin' Crick or whoever
Watson
the guys were.
Watson and Crick.
Yeah, Watson and Crick had thought initially.
Frickin' Frack.
Yeah, frickin', that's what I was trying to say, frickin' Frack. Anyway, what was I saying is that, oh yeah, there's all these things that we have to learn, but if the end game is becoming a light body, then why not start now filling every particle and wave and atomic aspect of our being with that light? And I will guarantee you, it will show you everything you need. And it will also, you know, everybody wants a happy life. Everybody wants love, everybody, all the good things, right? Light is the generator and the carrier of all of that. So the more invitation of light you do, the faster you find yourself moving in a good direction.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yes. And yes, yes, yes. So I think there's another important dimension in kind of this overview appetizer that we're doing right now around 5D consciousness, which has to do with a different orientation to and participation in relationships. Right? Should I say a little more or you want to?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
So in 3D consciousness, relationships are primarily about coercion or compromise. They're us versus them, or they're I'll give up some of me, you give up some of you, and we'll call that a good solution. And in 5D consciousness and 5D oriented relationships, obviously the cornerstone is love. But not the usual worldly version of love, but the agape, transcendent, spiritual version of love that is in order to happen requires being synergized. So that's the third alternative. You know, if you're thinking in terms of coercion or compromise, the third alternative to those two is synergy, where we're instead of compromising, we're combining our respective vision, wisdom, intentions to co-create connectedness and a way of being in the world that's greater than one of us by ourselves can do. If we go back to the biblical phraseology, it's when two or more are gathered in his name, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's that. What's that other line? One plus one is greater than two or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So there's synergy. And then there's what is required for that level of synergy to happen is transparent honesty that's based in love. It's not about being sweet. It's certainly about being compassionate
and
where
kind.
Sweet, and it's about being absolutely, it's about being kind, but it's not about being politically correct. That version of sickly sweetness, the sweetness that's a mask that is supposedly going to cover up what's not sweet underneath it.
Right. And there's actually a lot more to say about that, this piece that David's talking about. And I think that will probably be one of the ones, the elements we unpack, but for sure. And, you know, this, there is no way out of the 3D mess. You know, some call it the matrix, right? It's the bandwidth where suffering and worry and hard work and anxiety and division and fear and trauma and pain and tension and guilt and disease reside. In the fifth dimensional frequencies, those things they can't survive there, right? And the there is in our own heart and head. So it's not like we have to leave the earth to find this. We can, but we don't have to, right? So in the bandwidth that is the fifth dimensional frequency, there's harmony and union and light and calm minds and peaceful hearts and healthy bodies and creativity and joy and beauty and love, right? So it's why we crave those things. It's why we want peace instead of war, because we know they're available. We know that they exist. They're within reach. And it's wildly frustrating to not know how to actually access them. So this journey, you know, this ascension journey, it teaches us how to access them. And honestly, I started off by saying there's no way out of the 3D mire or the matrix. And all ascended masters, all masters that walked the earth and did this process, like Buddha and Babaji and Jesus and Mother Mary and Saint Germain. And I mean, the list is long. There are hundreds of masters who ascended themselves from the third dimension through the fourth and into the fifth. And they are now ascended masters who help us do the same thing. This is another advantage to tapping into this fifth dimension, because you really have access to a host of beings that will support you in this process. And so I just wanted to say one last thing, especially when it comes to Jesus, but all of these masters said, I'm exampling this for every other human being. And the Jesus even said that, but of course that was misconstrued. His ascension, his resurrection on the cross, his entire life experience was an example of how to extricate from the 3D and connect with Christ consciousness, the consciousness that is fifth dimension. That's just another term for it, Christ consciousness, and live more in that than in the 3D until it tips the scales in full favor of fifth dimensional living.
Yes, what gets forgotten in so many circles that are Jesus-oriented is him saying so clearly, at least according to what was written, you can do all this and more. You can do exactly all that I'm doing and more.
Exactly. Yeah, he doesn't like that his example got twisted into something that becomes another way of being divided from the very thing that we're supposed to be doing.
Precisely.
And so, you know, just even asking any one of these ascended masters, that could be part of your research. What is an ascended master? Who are the ascended masters? And then just sort of like one or two or a handful of them will resonate with you, and let them invite them in to teach you. They can hang out with you in your life stream, which is this powerful flow of light between your higher presence and your system, which is your physical and all those other bodies that David mentioned earlier. They will support you in your life stream as you walk this path.
Yes. So to just take that a little bit further for now, and we can unpack this more in a future episode, there's a whole host of higher support, ascended masters, guides that are in some circles are called spirit guides, angels and archangels, and our own higher multidimensional self.
Right. And the ascended hosts and the, yeah, exactly. You said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah.
There are councils for healing and councils for peace. And I mean, it would be boggling to your mind. Sometimes when I have a really good connection up there, I just think, oh my gosh, this is like the best party ever. So I recommend you play with that.
Yes, for sure. As those who know me know, I refer to that host as my crew.
Right.
And I mean that in a kind of, it just, when I use that term, it keeps me lighthearted. So I'm not saying everyone should use that term, but I do want to be, since I mentioned crew, I want to be transparent about saying that I use that term because it keeps me in lighthearted connection with higher support.
Right. So this is really an alchemical process. You know, when we hear stories about alchemy, it's not about turning lead into gold, although it could be, but it's the metaphor or the analogy for turning our ego into our soul self. And this is the ego is 3D and our soul self is 5D. That's the very clear distinction between the two. And when we bring those two together, happiness ensues. So we're just breaking down what the ego has thought to be true emotionally and from a perspective of beliefs. And what replaces those false beliefs is it's so much better. So, you know, the outcome of all this is exactly what every being is looking for anyway.
Yeah. And I really want to underscore what you said about alchemy for mm-hmm. our listeners who are familiar with the usual notion of alchemy, which is turning lead into gold, whether literally or metaphorically, in contrast to what you were saying, which I think is the essence of alchemy, which is actually turning ego into soul. Mm-hmm. And when we reframe and recast alchemy in that way, all kinds of doors open.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It doesn't mean the ego is happy to do it, but, you know, being a good director of our energy is part of just saying, well, that's okay. You don't have to like it, but we're doing it anyway. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm not going to arm wrestle you. I'm not going to try to kill you off. Exactly. I just know better, even if you don't. And I'll know better for both of us until you have seen the light yourself. And
exactly.
This is me talking inside myself to me, not to someone else.
Exactly. And one of the things they often say is, if you don't want to come, it's okay. You can hang back. I'm going. I'll come back and report, and then you can decide if you want to join me. Mm-hmm. And the report is always going to be, it's safe, because that's really what our ego mind is, you know, obsessed with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before
no,
we get to takeaways?
I feel complete. Yeah. Ready to do that. Yeah.
Okay. So we only have a couple of takeaways for this episode. The first is to just reiterate what we said earlier, do your own research on this. Use Google or Bing or whatever your, you know, DuckDuckGo, whatever your favorite search engine is, and use there's a higher way of using artificial intelligence. So if you use AI software, then do a prompt in your AI software to return to you information about 5D consciousness and see what it turns up for you.
Yeah, perfect. And then the second takeaway we have is, it was mentioned earlier, is that we're all heading in this direction. We're all going to 5D. And so we invite you to make a decision. So rather than playing with it like, oh, it would be nice, or, oh, I don't know if I really deserve that. Oh, I don't know. You know, I've done all these bad things. How could I possibly be, you know, just set that aside in that way of we just described with being directive with your mind and say, no, I'm making the decision that I'm going and I would like it to be the shortest, fastest, happiest path. That's a Mike Dooley term. And then just decide that, like, every day, make that decision. And if you're someone who really would love to see peace in place of war, then this is a slice of work you must do, because there will be no peace over war without a large percentage of us on the planet doing this work. And it's not really as much as you think. It's not like we have to get, you know, 4 billion plus people on board, and it boggles the mind, and it's a very small number. And, you know, I'm not going to venture into that right now, but it isn't as great a number as you can imagine. But if you're here now on the planet in your body, in this life, at this point in human consciousness, especially listening to a podcast like this or a conversation like this, you said on a soul level, yes, I will do this because I know it will be very important to the collective consciousness tipping in favor of fifth dimension with the least amount of suffering. So you're being called to that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for answering.
Yes, indeed. And Before I move into closing, you, for some reason, what dropped in was an old Bob Newhart skit that you can find on YouTube. And all you do is type in Bob Newhart, N-E-W-H-A-R-T, and stop it. And it's a really lighthearted way of just portraying this notion that we're talking about, where it's about, you know, the making that decision to head into 5D with the least amount of resistance. It's like, just stop it. But not and in a shaming way, in a humorous way. What's that?
Yeah. Sorry, honey. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Well, on the other side of the same coin is just do it. Just do what it takes. Make the decision, do the things, just put one foot in front of the other, little steps, baby steps, just do it.
A great punchline for the episode. Stop it and do it.
Yeah, there we go. It is. It kind of puts everything in a nutshell.
I know, right? So what we want to do is invite you to listen to the next episodes that we're going to be doing in this mini series, if you will, on 5D consciousness, in which we unpack specific attributes or qualities of 5D consciousness. And please visit our totpodcast.net site. So the website for all of the episodes is totpodcast.net. To let us know your comments, questions, requests for future episode topics, and any other feedback that you might have. We really rely on that. We want your questions. We want your requests so that we can make these episodes more and more interactive, if you will, over time. And with that, until next time, remember, keep remembering to dance with your better half, the one thing, so you can keep living more and more fully as Homo Spiritus.